This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. And good morning to Steve, who's on this line. Stevie, good morning.
Hey, Frank, mate.
Stevie, you've spoken to us a few times on the programme and in the most poignant of circumstances in the past when you raised the issue of asthma after the loss of your son, Tiernan, young Tiernan Green, who died simply as a result of not embracing the other inhaler. Which colour of inhaler was it?
It was the brown inhaler.
If he had used it as a preventative measure, you really believe he might still be with us today.
Yeah,
and you've been on the programme a few times, and indeed on the television as well, emphasising to young people, indeed to families generally who are coping with asthma, to take it very, very seriously. But you had another reason for phoning us this morning.
A bit of good news, Frank. My older son, Stefan, he proposed his girlfriend Louise at the Nathan Carter concert there on Friday evening, which was a wee bit of good news first, Frank. You know, Nathan came off stage and their staff had set it up because he knows Nathan there well. They hadn't held this together a couple of years ago, and he'd set it up just, and Louise was very surprised and overwhelmed by it. Like, you know, it was nice. I have to say, it was a bittersweet moment, Frank, because me and Donna were there, at the concert. And Misha was there, her daughter, and Roisin and Gavin were there as well, our in-laws. It was a bittersweet moment because we were so happy for Stefan and Louise, but for Tiernan not to be there. Not that he would have been there, because he doesn't like country. Tiernan didn't like country music.
He didn't like country music. How could he not like country music?
I know. We tried to turn him around, but it didn't work, Frank. He just didn't like country. Like, you know, we'd have played it on a Sunday afternoon there, a bit of country music, have maybe a few drinks in the house, but Tiernan would come in going, "What are you listening to?" You know, he just didn't like it, like, you know.
And how did Stefan get to know Nathan? How did that come about?
Frank, they booked a holiday a couple of years ago to Tenerife, I think, and in the queue at the airport, Lisa McHugh and Nathan Carter were standing in front of them.
Oh, so they were going to do gigs in Tenerife?
No, Frank, I think they were just heading for a holiday, Frank, so they were, and they were in the queue in front of them at the airport in Belfast, and then obviously they got off the plane and said, "Where are you heading to?" And the same hotel. So, as I say, they fell in with one another and had a few drinks and a few nights out and went to the water park and all, like, you know. So that's how they got to know one another, like, you know. Very down there fella, like, you know, Nathan, I got to say.
Oh, tremendous guy. We're lucky enough to meet him. And Lisa, equally lovely, approachable young woman. So he then, Stefan, decides that at some point he would like to be at a Nathan Carter concert and in public proposed to his girlfriend.
8,500 people, Frank.
Right up on the stage.
No, Nathan came off stage. He says, "I've something to do here for a friend of mine." And he looked for Stefan in the audience, and the camera followed them down. And
yeah, but in the spotlight.
In the spotlight, the middle of the SSE, yeah.
How did Stefan go about it? What's his partner's name?
Louise.
Louise, what you know, had Louise any idea?
Louise had no idea. She was absolutely, unbelievably shocked. It was a great moment. I gotta say, it was a great moment. First, like, you know,
she did immediately say yes. Tell me,
she was stunned.
Did she hesitate?
She did. She didn't know. She was so taken by the actual moment of it. It was about three or four seconds before she even said anything. She nodded her head yes, and Nathan shouts, "Yes, you said yes," and the place erupted. Like, you know, it was good. Like, you know,
a lovely moment of happiness within a family who had lost so much.
Yeah, Frank, we're still feeling it hard. So we are. As I say, it's over 60 days. It's 9 weeks tonight here from lost here and there, you know. And it is hard, as I say. And we're dealing with things by doing things, Frank. We've all nebulizers there. We've over £2,000 raised for nebulizers for our local schools. So we want to put them all around our local schools. And as I say, I spoke to you before but a couple of weeks ago about a truck run we're having out of the Norman Emerson Group. I reckon we've over near 100 lorries that are ready for the truck run.
Yeah, when is that truck run again?
The truck run is on the 20th of May, Saturday the 20th of May at 1 o'clock, Frank, at the Norman Emerson Yard. So as I say, all funds are going to the Craigavon Resource. So they are.
And you can find out more, I'm sure, from the Norman Emerson HQ down there as well, I would imagine.
Yes, you can contact Colin or Emma down there at the office and they'll give you all the information there. So a
guided tour of their facility as well, a fine facility it is.
Oh, a mighty facility. They're all good lads, I say. They've looked after me well and Donna, so they have. They're real gentlemen, so they are, I've got to say.
Steve, it was only the last time I spoke to you that I realised you were a driver for the Norman Emerson Group, and it came across that having a really decent employer at a time of crisis is vital, and that's well and truly the case after this tragedy.
Yes, mighty. They really have looked after our family. So, they are, Frank, they're mighty people. They're real family people, as I say. I'm very lucky to have every one of them. So, you know.
Steve,
I would class them as part of my family as well, like to tell you the truth.
That's a lovely thing to say. Remind us again, if people want to support the truck run, the date?
The date is the 20th of May at 1 o'clock there, Frank, and say all funds going to the Craigavon Resource Unit.
Good one. Stevie, thanks very much indeed. It was a lovely, happy story, and every good wish to Stefan and Louise for the future.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening, Stevie. Thank you.
Good luck, mate. Bye-bye.